driver too fast.
Here at The Zebra, research shows people would rather teach their kids to drive than search for auto and home insurance.
I know what I'm doing, Mom.
Or attend a corporate team building workshop.
Go team! Feel that synergy.
Or be regaled by Uncle Frank's conspiracy theories.
They're listening to us right now.
That's why The Zebra searches for you, comparing over 100 insurance companies to find savings no one else can. Compare today at thezebra.com. We do the searching, you do the saving.
Shh, they're here.
The feeling of just showered freshness can't be beat. With Downy Intense, bursts of just showered freshness can accompany you throughout the day. Really? Yep. Downy Intense's touch-activated technology releases bursts of clean, fresh aromas, so you can enjoy the feeling of just showered freshness. New Downy Intense. An incredible freshness experience awaits.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, locked in, listening all over North America. I hope you had a tremendous Thursday. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started. Every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Shout outs to everybody on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM channel 375, and a smart speaker if you have one. We're getting closer and closer to college football. Oh, yeah, it starts tomorrow. We're getting closer and closer to NFL football. Unfortunately, we're getting closer to Labor Day. Damn it, we're getting closer to September. Where has the year gone? We got training camps that are closing up, practices that are shutting down. We will not see Josh Allen play at all this preseason for the first time ever. You win an MVP? Why the hell not? We got Lamar Jackson. Got stepped on yesterday. He's A-okay. Shedeur Sanders. I guess he's okay with the comments made by Dylan Gabriel. Entertainers and athletes and competitors. Shador's like, I can't do nothing about that. The Chiefs got a lot of issues with their wide receivers. We talked about this yesterday, moving Sky Moore to San Francisco. Andy Reid. Man, we found out late yesterday, like this guy was sitting in his office late at night. Somebody put a bullet through his window. They just shooting out there like that in Kansas City. We'll get into that. Congratulations, Derrick Rose. We finally have a date where he will have his jersey retired. Urban Meyer has lost his mind. I guess this is what you need to do to be on TV. You need to absolutely lose your mind. He wants Harbaugh to be punished in the NFL for what took place with sign stealing and improper benefits and all. He wants that. He wants him to be punished with the charges. What world is Urban Meyer living in? This is a guy who ended up coaching the Jacksonville Jaguars. No wonder the Jacksonville Jaguars were crap. No wonder. Hey, we're going to talk about Caitlin Clark. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll get into a few things that took place this day in sports history. Today is all day. It's been August 21st, 2025. We got a lot to get into. Hey, thank you so much to our producer helping to hold things down today, Evan Harkin in New York City, and for our producer, Ryan Botcher. Listen, you can always get a hold of me. I am online at JR Sport Brief. You can always call up 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. If you utilize the internet, you're sitting around on Facebook wasting your time. You're sitting around on Instagram scrolling mindlessly. You're doing dances on TikTok, sucked into all of that. I'm in all of those places. I am at JR Sport Brief. Not a difficult person to find. Not at all. And we got a lot of guests who are going to come through and join us to talk about, hey, you guessed it, football. In about 20 minutes from now, Mike Sando is going to join us, senior NFL writer from The Athletic. Mike has done a lot of covering of quarterbacks this offseason. The Athletic just released its tiered rankings according to 50 NFL coaches and executives. We're going to talk QBs with Mike Sando. What's up with Mr. No Preseason Josh Allen? What's going on with Mr. Got Stepped On Lamar Jackson? What's going on with Matthew Stafford, my back hurts. We got a lot to discuss. Like even yesterday, Mike Sandel, what do you expect from J.J. McCarthy? Is there a quarterback who's going to break out like Jaden Daniels did last year? We'll talk to Mike Sandel in about 20 minutes. Next hour, with everything going on in Baltimore, like Lamar Jackson, this offense, Isaiah Likely, Mark Andrews, we're going to have a conversation with Cordell Woodland from 105.7 The Fan. He's going to join us to discuss some Ravens. And then I feel like if there's a team, got a bunch of wide receivers that are out here just dropping like flies, we have to talk about the 49ers. We're going to have Joe Shasky joining us, 95.7 The Game. He's the co-host in the morning of the Morning Roast. He's going to be by to tell us about who the hell Brock Purdy is going to throw the football to, because everybody's either hurt or suspended or they've been traded with the San Francisco 49ers. So we got a full show coming your way. Before we do anything, I have to say hello. I wouldn't have any manners. I'd be uncouth if I did not say hello to our producer helping today, Evan Harkin. Evan, how are you? I believe this is the first time that we've been here together, right?
Yes, I'm doing good, JR. Excited to be on the show for the first time.
Okay. Now, how many things do you want me to break in the process?
Not too many.
Okay. Would it help you if I just turn my microphone off for the next 5 minutes, or would that hurt?
I think that would hurt a little bit.
Okay. And so we will not do that. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Shout outs to Evan holding things down in New York City. Evan's here at work. I'm at work. Working together. Somebody who will not be working in the Buffalo Bills' final preseason game is Josh Allen. Yeah, what a shock and what a surprise. Josh Allen, the man who just won an MVP. He beat Lamar Jackson. I would have given Lamar the MVP, sorry. I'm not angry that Josh Allen got it, but I wouldn't have given it to him. The reigning MVP is not going to be participating in their final preseason game on Saturday night. And so if you're a Buffalo Bills fan, prepare yourselves. I know you can't wait. I know you're looking forward to it. You got more Mitchell Trubisky. Oh, yeah, have fun with him. You got more Mike White coming your way. And why in the blue, purple, or red, in order for the Bills, in honor of the Bills, what in the red, white, and blue hell reason would you have Josh Allen out there? This is the first time in his career that he will not play in the preseason. And for what? All those first years of his career was about development. What else is there for this dude to develop? He's one, two, or three best quarterbacks in the league. If you put four names in a hat and it was Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, and you put your hand in there and you pulled any of those names out, you would not be pissed if Josh Allen was your guy. Buffalo Bills are now paying him $55 million a year through 2030. He just won the MVP award. He was one kick away. Shout outs to Harrison Bucker. Not really. He was one kick away from going to the Super Bowl. He hasn't been able to beat the Chiefs yet in the postseason. But what else do you want him to do? What is there to have this guy against the Buccaneers for? Head coach Sean McDermott, who you can expect to be on a hot seat this year. I think he is if they don't at least do what they did again last year. Sean McDermott explained why Josh Allen won't play this preseason. Take a listen to this.
He's in a good spot. Josh is in a spot where, he and I talk about that. And listen, he's always going to want to play. That's what competitive people want to do. They want to play. But I have a responsibility as well to protect him, and in doing so, protect our team. So, again, I think he's on schedule and he's looked good. You've been out there at practice and you've watched. He's looked good to this point, and I feel good about where he's at right now.
Yeah, we went through this with Joe Burrow a couple days ago. Joe Burrow threw a touchdown. He played three series. He also got sacked twice, and everybody's like, whoa, okay, we get it. Past couple of seasons, Joe Burrow has been, 1 year he had an appendectomy, the other year he had an ankle. Past two seasons, the starts for the Bengals at the beginning of the season have been pretty ugly. 0-3, 1-2, 1-4, and they're like, hey, I'm healthy, he's healthy, let's just go ahead and throw him out there so we can get into some type of rhythm so we don't end the season at 9-8. That's the Bengals. Bengals have missed the postseason the past 2 years. It feels like forever when they've been to the Super Bowl. Who knows? Maybe Joe Burrow has reached his peak. I can understand him going out there and playing, but there's no reason for Josh Allen to play. People were critical of Joe Burrow still being in the game. People looking at Zach Taylor going, okay, all right, it's enough. He got sacked twice. Joe Burrow doesn't need to be out there improvising, just throw the ball away. And if he rips his leg, then it's Zach Taylor's fault. It's his fault. It's everybody's fault. And deep down, deep down, Josh Allen knows there ain't no point in him playing in this preseason. There's none. The goal for the Buffalo Bills is not to develop in the preseason. It's to get through all 17 games, go to the playoffs, get past the Ravens, get past the Chiefs, get past whatever team happens to be there, and finally, dare I say, make the Super Bowl. Like, it has to happen sooner than later, right? Kansas City Chiefs can't go and represent the AFC every single year. Even Josh Allen knows. Oh, I want to play, coach. I want to play. No, you can't play. Okay, sorry. Okay. Deep down, Josh Allen knows he ain't got no business out on no field in no preseason. Need you fresh for the year, bro. Fresh. They need you fresh to start this season. Now, how about this? In dramatic NFL fashion, our first Sunday night football game of the entire season is going to be Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills hosting Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. Oh, yeah, this is going to be a rematch of what we saw in the divisional round of the AFC playoffs. I know Mark Andrews isn't looking forward to this. The last time we saw Mark Andrews on a football field, well, he dropped the pass that could have moved the Ravens into the AFC Championship game and not the Buffalo Bills. These two teams, oh, I know their fans hate each other. They call me up all season long. They hate each other. J.R. Lamar is better. Josh Allen is better. Buffalo is better than Baltimore. And I say y'all are both playing backup to the Kansas City Chiefs. Y'all are currently arguing over who's the second favorite kid. That's it. This is what you're doing right now. Because the Chiefs are number one until one of the two of y'all, Baltimore or Buffalo, knock them off. And so the fan bases can argue amongst themselves and they can have fun and curse each other out here on my show, politely cursing each other out. What y'all do at the end of the season is what matters. It should be a fun game to start things off. I will be in my house watching just like everybody else. And let me tell you this, I'm glad Lamar Jackson is healthy, because we learned yesterday during practice, he fell down, he got stepped on, he stood up, he was shaking off his wrist, he walked off the field. Was it his wrist? Was it his foot? Well, we found out it wasn't his wrist. It was his foot. Lamar Jackson got his foot checked out. Lamar Jackson, the runner-up for MVP, who had a ridiculous season. 4,100 yards passing. 41 touchdowns to 4 interceptions. What type of ridiculous ratio is that? 915 yards rushing and 4 touchdowns. Still did all of that, even though he's now got Derrick Henry in the backfield with him. I would have given him the MVP. Yesterday, they were just concerned that, is this guy going to be able to start the season? Is he going to be gone for a week? Is he going to be gone for 2 weeks? He got stepped on. Did he get cleated? Is his ankle fine? Is his foot fine? John Harbaugh says there is a God. He's fine.
Yeah. He got his foot stepped on, like we said yesterday. I think Chad had mentioned that. They did a quick x-ray, and there's no damage or anything like that. I'm sure it's a little sore today, so we just kept him in. But he's fine. He's going to be good.
Good. All our prayers or all of his prayers have been answered. Lamar Jackson has never had a bigger cheerleader in the NFL than his own head coach. John Harbaugh has not been shy in telling everybody, I think this this guy can be the best quarterback ever. And if he starts doing what he's done last season and he keeps doing it and doing it and doing it, then hell yeah. The man has improved as a passer. We already knew he was an athletic freak years ago. People are saying he should just be a running back. This guy is a QB. He is, I'm sorry, Danny Glover, he's a lethal weapon. Yes. And so thank God we'll see him on the football field, hopefully, barring anything else happening, to start the season. I can't wait. Like, we got week zero of the college football season. We got the Chargers and Chiefs in Brazil starting us off. We got Sunday night football, Ravens and Bills. I could smell the football in the air. It's August 21st, 2025. Yeah, put your flip-flops away. Get rid of those beach umbrellas. And start thinking about sweater weather. And pigskins and footballs and leaves and raking. Get ready for all of that. I'm not trying to rush you. But football is upon us. And thank God Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen are healthy enough to at least try to knock off Patrick Mahomes. We got a long way to go. That will be in winter. I'm not trying to rush us that much. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We have so much to get into. When we come back on the other side of the break, I told you we're going to be joined by Mike Sando, senior NFL writer from The Athletic. We're going to talk about all the QBs. Next hour, we're going to have a chat with Cordell Woodland, who covers Lamar Jackson and the Ravens for 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Later on in the show, Brock Purdy, what's going on with his weapons? Man, you got the 49ers trading, looking. They're picking up wide receivers from the scrap heap. Joe Shasky is going to join us from 95.7 The Game, The Morning Roast. We got a lot to do. We're just getting started. Hey, Mike Sando here with us on the other side to talk QBs from The Athletic. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Most people would rather assemble a 300-piece cabinet than search for insurance. That's why the Zebra searches for you, comparing over 100 insurance companies to find savings no one else can. Compare today at thezebra.com. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're pulling up on the final preseason game for teams here in the NFL. Camps and practices are starting to close up as we get ready for the regular season. We got teams that have set their quarterback situations up. We got one team that doesn't know what they're doing, has no idea what they're doing at quarterback. Hello to the Saints. And we got teams that are just ready for a championship, at least to go out there and compete for one. Joining us right now is someone very familiar with the NFL. He is the senior NFL writer for The Athletic. Joining us right now is Mike Sando. Mike, how are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm excellent. Appreciate the time. You know, without wasting any time, I do want to ask you about Anthony Richardson. I've seen your writings and your piece on him just this week. The Colts really dropped the ball on Anthony Richardson from day one, no?
Yes. I mean, using a top five pick for a player who's so raw is desperation. They got into this when Andrew Luck retired, and they weren't expecting it, and then they bounced from veteran to veteran to veteran. Finally, they had a top five pick, and they used it on a quarterback, but I think it was super high risk, probably unfair to him. I mean, he just hasn't played much. I think he's got under 400 pass attempts in college. So it was a big stretch. They tried to make it work because they have a pretty good head coach in terms of scheming for that. But Richardson just didn't show any awareness. He couldn't stay healthy, let alone really operate the offense. So it looks to me like, you know, it'll be Daniel Jones until that goes sideways or he gets hurt.
Do you think there's a realistic possibility that Anthony Richardson is in another uniform in a year or two?
Oh, yeah. I think it's a very realistic possibility that could happen. The Colts, you just have to figure out, who's even going to be making the decisions there in a year, right? That could change, too. So I think it's a very fluid situation with him.
And most definitely think about the ownership change from Ursay down to his daughter. Certainly a lot to pay attention to with the Colts. Mike Sando is here with us from The Athletic. Also uncertainty, we know this, and not for good reasons, with the New Orleans Saints right now. Kellen Moore leading a competition between Shuck. It's not good right now. Are we looking at a tank team? Are they going to be the worst team in the league? Is Arch, if he's available and has a good year, could we realistically see Arch there, or is he just going to hang out for 2 years at Texas? Oh, did we lose Mike? Mike, you there?
Yeah, no, you got me. I think the Colts or the Saints know that they're going to play Tyler Shuck. They just don't know when. I think the ideal scenario for them would be to not have him go the whole season, to maybe have Spencer Rattler, you know, start and take some of the kind of bullets, so to speak, early. I think that would be ideal. But Tyler Shuck's their guy. I mean, it's just a matter. It's a long season. Do you want to set him up for failure by rolling him out there in week one, or do you want to bring him along a little slower? So to me, that's all that is. It's going to be Shuck. We just don't know when.
Yeah, Shuck is getting ready to turn 26 years old. There's a quarterback who's 37 years old, Matthew Stafford, finally getting a full week's worth of action. Backs are certainly tricky. If Matthew Stafford is healthy enough to get through the whole season, I mean, we've talked to plenty of their players here on the air. They're talking Super Bowl. What say you, Mike?
Yeah, I think they have a chance. I mean, look at the NFC. It's not like it's stacked with Buffalo and Baltimore and Kansas City. I mean, it's, you know, the Eagles are going to be tough again, but I think, you know, Detroit has suffered some losses there. The 49ers have a little bit of transition. So why not? You know, if Stafford's healthy, they were, you know, pretty close to making the championship game last year. So I think it is a little bit open on that side. And if Stafford's healthy, he arguably, I mean, you know, depending what Jaden Daniels does, I mean, he might be the best quarterback in the NFC.
Well, Mike, when you think about the NFC, one big question mark in a competitive division, the NFC North, we got the Minnesota Vikings, and they're going to employ J.J. McCarthy as their starting quarterback. I trust Kevin O'Connell a whole hell of a lot. What should we expect from McCarthy, O'Connell, and this Vikings team?
Yeah, I think some ups and downs. You know, hopefully for them, their defense can be a stabilizer the whole way. I think that it's a good situation for McCarthy, but the odds are that you're going to have some, you know, some ups and downs at that position coming in new, and he didn't play really at all last year. So I think you have to evaluate it probably over maybe after the first half of the season, unless it's just extremely good or bad, but the odds of that are low. I think that they'll try to protect him with, you know, like I said, the defense, and they've got a decent offensive line, I think. So bring him along, and, you know, maybe by the second half of the year, they feel like they're in a similar situation to they were last year. That would just be ideal.
Senior NFL writer Mike Sando is here with us, courtesy of The Athletic. J.J. McCarthy is technically a rookie. He's moving into his second year. We have Caleb Williams, who's also moving into his second year. He had a chance to actually play last year, and I think he got the short end of the stick because of, you mentioned Jaden Daniels, how awesome he was in taking his team to the NFC Championship game. This is a competitive NFC North. How do you think the Bears are going to fit in? And Caleb has already taken a lot of crap here in the preseason.
Yeah, well, you know, I did my, you know, quarterback tiers analysis last week where, you know, we talked to the 50 coaches and executives, and I thought the conversation around Caleb Williams was more negative than you would have thought, just in terms of his ability to play fast and process the game. So, you know, I think that Chicago has, you know, improved their roster. I think their offensive line is better, so they should be able to support him better. I think he'll have a better year this year than last year. I think the offensive coaching is going to be better for them. But I do think he's going to have ups and downs too, because, you know, he took 60 some sacks. That's not all on the offensive line. So is he going to be able to elevate them? I think that remains to be seen, which is odd for number one overall pick. We mentioned Jaden Daniels. He elevated his team, but I'm a little bit less sure about Caleb Williams.
Well, you talk about the tiers and the rankings that you guys are able to do with The Athletic, talking to 50 different NFL coaches and execs. There's no way you could expect what Jaden Daniels did last year, last season. Who knows what Caleb is going to do this year? But do you have an inkling, just by speaking to these coaches and execs, about a player who has a chance to make a big leap this year?
Oh, just one in general. How about Bo Nix was in tier three, I think, this year. And I think a lot of people think that he can go to tier two just by almost doing what he did last year. Just very, very encouraging what you saw from him last year. And you know, the fit's good with Sean Payton. They're adding weapons. So I think he's somebody who could definitely, definitely elevate, move up a tier from last year to this year. And maybe he's on the fringes of the top 10.
Well, we'll see what the Denver Broncos do. They had that top defense last year. The AFC West is interesting because you can take a look at the Kansas City Chiefs. They can go out and win 15 or 14 games, and people go, oh, the offense was pedestrian. They're certainly dealing with injuries this year. Are they going to take a step back, or does it even matter with the Chiefs?
No, I think it matters to the extent that it could affect home field advantage. You know, I think what, you know, last season they were 11-0 in one score games. So not that they're going to be in as many one score games this year, but if they are, you know, they're not going to win. I don't think anybody wins 11-0 in those games again. So you could really see a way in which, okay, you know, the division gotten a little tougher. I think, you know, Chargers in their second year with Harbaugh, Pete Carroll raises the floor for the Raiders. Denver's kind of got it going, right? You could see a scenario where Buffalo's still tough. Baltimore's still tough. You could see a scenario where, hey, what if they didn't win their division? Or what if they had to go on the road, you know, at a certain point along the way? Margin for error a little bit smaller. You know, I think you could see, I think it matters. I do think it matters, and I think it remains to be seen if they can kind of open it up a little bit more on offense. The draft pick they made at left tackle, Simmons, in the first round,
yes,
is going to be huge. If he solves that for them on the left side, I do think that they could see the old kind of Mahomes offense a little bit, or just have it perk up.
And Mike, I want to ask you about a QB from right here in Georgia, went to Clemson, number one overall pick. I feel like every year he has a new coordinator, a new system, and that's Trevor Lawrence. I feel like I've heard about this guy since high school here right outside of Atlanta, and it's been disappointing. Some reasons of his and some to the Jaguars. Is this the year? Is Travis Hunter going to help him out?
I think, you know, Hunter, and I think Liam Cohen can help him too. You know, I was a little disappointed in how it went with Doug Peterson. I just didn't feel like Doug Peterson really brought his fastball for whatever reason. But I think we've also seen for Trevor Lawrence, hey, he kind of checks us the boxes physically. You kind of look at him, and he's athletic. He's a good athlete. But we just haven't seen a defining trait for him. I think his accuracy has been disappointing. Yeah. And I think that's going to probably put a ceiling on him from really pushing to be up in that top tier. But I think we've seen him be kind of a second tier guy. You know, could he be in that, kind of in that Dak Prescott type mold? I think there's a chance that he could be, but he just hasn't shown the consistency. He hasn't had the help around him probably as consistently. But, you know, after a while, I think you kind of are what you are, aren't you?
No, I'm hoping Liam Cohen helps him a little bit. Maybe Travis Hunter. And there's so
and
much.
Help. I think he was hurt too. I think he was hurt last
year. Yeah, he's the shoulder. There's always something with a new coach, a shoulder, new coordinator. Mm-hmm. With Travis Hunter out there, there's no way in hell. I think people are hyping him up too much as to how much he can actually play in his first year, especially given his frame. What do you think is the best case of what we see from Travis?
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, the best case would be, you know, probably that he, I think that he plays all the games and doesn't get hurt and is an upper tier player at both positions. So I think I would like to see that. You know, now, I don't know how much he can realistically play on defense, but they have a good receiver there already. So maybe he becomes a good tandem there. Maybe he's an immediate, 60, 65 yards a game type of a guy. I think that would be really nice for him. And with some splash games and some splash plays with the ball in his hands. But I think it's harder than people realize to make that big of an impact on both sides of the ball.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, before we let you get out of here, is there any other story, any other player, any other team that you're really focusing on that you don't think is garnering a lot of attention right now?
I live in the Seattle area, and I think the Seahawks are going to be pretty good. You know, I think that Mike McDonald got them to be, they won 10 games last year, but I really think that defensively, you know, they're going to be in that top five, top 10, and then they're going to run the ball too. I think they're going to be a very different look on the offensive side of the ball and not putting too much pressure on Sam and Arnold. So I think that they're a potential team to watch that isn't getting a lot about.
Okay. We'll see what happens with those Seahawks post Geno, post Pete. Well, Mike, thank you so much for coming through and joining us. And tell everybody where they could find your rankings, all of your writings with The Athletic. Fill us in.
Yeah, check it out on theathletic.com. Check it out through our app, The Athletic app, and then you can find me on X at SandoNFL.
Hey, Mike, thank you so much for the time. Enjoy the season, okay?
Thank you. You too.
No doubt. And shout-outs to Mike Sando for joining us, senior NFL writer from The Athletic. He just spoke to 50 different NFL coaches and executives and pretty much had them tear out who the top quarterbacks are in the entire NFL. And so, for instance, you look at tier one, these are quarterbacks who ultimately help their teams. They elevate them, just them by themselves. And you have Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen are in that first tier, in addition to 37-year-old Matthew Stafford. You know, I'll encourage you to go ahead and check out Mike Sando's rankings on The Athletic. You can see where the other quarterbacks lie. You know, that's a good way to look at it. There are multiple tiers. Me, I'm a little bit more simplistic, okay? I got three categories. And then we have the guys, obviously, that are at the top. I wouldn't put Matthew Stafford there. I got three categories. They're the quarterbacks who we know are good, who are starting. They're the quarterbacks who are in the middle that are replaceable. And then we got the bottom third, which are just, they're just bums. They're just there. They just exist to be replaced. That's it. Like the New Orleans Saints. Rattler and then also Shuck. I don't care. Shuck hasn't even thrown a pass. He's in that category right now. It stinks. Try to be in category one or two. It pays off. Makes life easier. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Again, thank you to Mike Sando for joining us from The Athletic. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We are going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, speaking of quarterbacks, it was a whole big fiasco over the weekend. Dylan Gabriel's comments about entertainers and competitors. People found it to be a shot at Shedeur Sanders. Dylan Gabriel had to come back and explain, not apologize, but explain. Well, today, Shedeur had a response. We're going to dive deep as to what he said in response on the other side of the break. How does he feel about his teammate? We'll find out.
You're listening.
That's the sound of James adding long-lasting Gain scent boosters to his laundry this morning. Several hours later, James sniffs the irresistible scent of Gain on his shirt. Ah, Gain. Several hours later, James has even caught the attention of his mother-in-law, and she never gives him attention.
Ooh, you smell amazing, James.
Oh, thanks, Mom. I love you, too.
I never said that.
Add Gain scent boosters to your laundry. Add joy to your day.
Most people would rather attend a corporate team-building workshop than search for auto and home insurance.
Go team! Feel that synergy!
That's why the Zebra searches for you, comparing over 100 insurance companies to find savings no one else can. Compare today at thezebra.com.
Who's ready for the trust fall?
Listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Mike Sando for joining us. Senior NFL writer from The Athletic. If you missed that conversation, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We just had that chat with him, taking a look at some of the quarterbacks throughout the course of the NFL. QBs who may or may not play, guys like Anthony Richardson, just benched. Guys who are going to start the season off, likely coming off the bench, and a Tyler Shuck. And then taking a look at guys like Matthew Stafford, Lamar Jackson, dudes who are, well, we know if they're healthy, they're going to be a boon to their team. So if you missed that conversation with Mike, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. This portion of the show is sponsored by the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. It is going on now. Get deals so right, it almost feels wrong. Don't miss out. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. Yeah, you got the instructions. You got your marching orders. Go ahead and do it if you need yourself or you're thinking about a new vehicle. In the NFL, these guys can afford expensive vehicles. I don't know what Shedeur Sanders is driving, But apparently, as we know, he likes to go fast in his cars. 100 miles per hour fast. Maybe it's something about being in Cleveland or Ohio. Miles Garrett apparently also has the same exact issue. Now, speaking of Shador, shame. Cleveland Browns are just, they're going to be a storyline all year long. All My Children, General Hospital, The Young and the Restless. I don't know. Hey, Evan, our producer, Evan. Evan, you familiar with any of these soap operas?
No, I'm not actually.
Damn. Have you heard of anything I just said?
No.
Oh, my God. Damn. Wow. You never heard of General Hospital?
No.
Ouch. Well, you're not familiar with the names. You know what a soap opera is, right?
Yes. Yeah, I think so. Okay. It's like an opera. Actually, I don't know what differs a soap opera from a regular opera, but.
Okay. An opera is where the lady and the guy sing on stage and they just howl for 3 hours with classical music. That's the opera. Dramatic. That much you know, right? Yeah.
Yes, that makes sense.
Right. Now, the soap opera is what mothers and grandmas used to sit down and watch while the kids were at school and the husbands were outside working. No, that still doesn't.
No.
No. Okay. Damn. Okay. Anyway, the soap operas are stories. Let me tell you, these were 1 hour shows on ABC, CBS. They were on at like 2 in the afternoon, 1 in the afternoon. And they ran for years. Some guy would get shot in a soap opera, and then they figure out for 20 episodes who shot him. Okay, so I don't know. It's like Power, but for the daytime. Anyway, the Cleveland Browns will be a soap opera all year long. Who's going to be the starting quarterback? Who's going to throw the ball? Who's going to get the rock? How long is Joe Flacco going to be healthy? When is Kenny Pickett going to get a chance to suck with his tiny hands? Is Dylan Gabriel, is he going to jump in front of Shador Sanders? Is Shador going to be in front of Dylan Gabriel? I'll tell you this much. For the Browns' final preseason game of the season, Shador Sanders is going to get an opportunity to play. Yeah, the man who couldn't play in the last game, a dude who was saying his shoulder hurts and then he had an issue with his oblique, he's going to be able to go out there and play in their final preseason game against the Los Angeles Rams. That's going to be on Saturday. And so Shador will have another chance to try to replicate what he did in their first preseason game against the Panthers, where he threw 2 touchdown passes. Dylan Gabriel, coming out of Oregon, who was selected in front of him, we know he didn't have the best showing last weekend against the Eagles. He had a pick 6 and a fumble. But then what really went viral were his comments to CBS, where he was asked how he blocks out the noise, and he pretty much said there's people who entertain, talking heads, and then there are us players. But people chopped up his words, misconstrued them, and made it sound like Dylan Gabriel was taking a shot at Shador Sanders, which certainly was not the case. These are the comments. Take a listen.
You know, there's entertainers and there's competitors, and I totally understand that. And my job is to compete, and that's what I'm focused on doing. Of course, we're doing this mid-game, but, you know, it's something that I'll get used to and just want to be the best team that I can and create an environment where we can all go do our best work. That's all we want to do.
You know, all you in this room are entertainers, and you have a job to do, and I respect it. Right. And I'm a competitor, so I have a job to do as well. And I think, you know, just understanding that, that's how I've lived by. And I've said that multiple times. So definitely not a new quote, but something that I've definitely said before.
Oh, yeah. I talked about this the other day. Everybody in the media is not no damn entertainer. OK, that is a ridiculous statement to make. But what do I expect from a guy who doesn't know anything about media? His idea of media is, I guess, people on Twitter and X and on television. It doesn't actually understand journalism. I can't fault him. He's a football player, not a media expert. Now, having said that, his words were taken out of context. I think his explanation, he could have done better in that regard. I think he will now learn he needs to be more cautious with his words. even his explanations, he's probably going to be very short and curt moving forward. But Shedeur Sanders had a response. He finally spoke to the media today, 92.3 The Fan. And Shedeur was just like, Dylan came up to me almost immediately. And he's just like, bruh, those comments were not about you. Listen to what Shedeur said.
Honestly, I don't even think about nothing. I don't think about anything. If it's not words or anything, you know, at this point, it can't do anything to me. You know, I know, you know, the God put the ability and the power within me to not even think about nobody else's comments, not care. It is what it is. I spoke with him. He said, nah, bro, that wasn't. He said, that wasn't. He told me on the plane. He came up. He was like, nah, bro, that wasn't that you. I see how they trying to spin. I'm like, oh, all right. I'm not tripping. Regardless of whatever it was, I don't. Nobody's words or anything affects me, you know? So, yeah.
So did you believe him when he told you, was it on you?
Did I believe him?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like you're trying to start stuff now.
No.
I feel like you're trying to start stuff. I mean, he's doing his job. He's supposed to. Do I feel like he did? I don't know. And that's not on me to sit here and be like, oh, he did, he didn't. That's not going to change my life in any way.
Wow. Yeah. And Shador's not stupid. I'd have a different response too. And he's right. The guy is trying to stir stuff up, asking him, did you believe him? No, I thought he was a liar. Oh, okay. I had to think about whether or not I believed him. Certainly, he was out there looking for a story. And this is why you got a lot of professional athletes, and I don't blame them, who take the approach of say less. Go out there and say little. Don't feed the trolls. You feed the trolls, they keep coming back for more. No disrespect to some members of the media, but yeah, they are looking for a story. They're looking for something juicy. There are some members of the media who are trying to rope you in so you can give a quote. They need to sell clicks. I was going to say they need to sell newspapers, but who the hell is flipping through one of those? Maybe you are, but last of a dying breed there. Shedeur simply could have said, Dylan and I spoke. We're cool. And that said, I'm focused in on what I need to focus in on, and that's to be the best quarterback that I can be. Dylan is doing the same, and our relationship is fine. We're both focused on being the best that we can be to move the Browns forward. End story, cut and scene. That's it. Maybe one day they'll get there. But these guys are wet behind the ears when it comes to the media. And sometimes you even in being too frank and too honest, you can still get drawn into more. Like there's still room and things open for interpretation. He's correct in saying, oh, nothing else is going to change how I prepare. Nothing else is going to affect, you know, how I'm moving forward. Don't even give him that. Short, simple, and sweet. Yeah, this is going to be a soap opera. It's going to be a drama. It might be a comedy. Oh, it's definitely going to be a comedy all season long for the Cleveland Browns. Good luck to the fans. I think we'll get back to seeing paper bags in the end zones, okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, we're going to talk about a team. Well, two teams. I don't know if they'll see paper bags. One is the Kansas City Chiefs. They should be competing for a championship. And the other, the 49ers. They're trying to get back somewhere close to the top. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, Infinity Sports Network.
That's the sound of James adding long-lasting Gain scent boosters to his laundry this morning. Several hours later, James sniffs the irresistible scent of Gain on his shirt. Ah, Gain. Several hours later, James has even caught the attention of his mother-in-law, and she never gives him attention.
Ooh, you smell amazing, James.
Oh, thanks, Mom. I love you, too.
Mm-mm, I never said that.
Add Gain scent boosters to your laundry. Add joy to your day.
Most people would rather attend a corporate team building workshop than search for auto and home insurance.
Go team! Feel that synergy!
That's why the Zebra searches for you, comparing over 100 insurance companies to find savings no one else can. Compare today at thezebra.com.
Who's ready for the trust fall?